From NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a doctor describes treating hundreds of people a day in Pakistan following last month's earthquake there. But first, President Bush is in Argentina today at the Summit of the Americas. He's one of 34 regional leaders talking about issues such as international trade and democracy.
This is an opportunity to positively affirm our belief in democracy and human rights and human dignity. And so I want to thank you for being a good host. It's not easy to host all these countries, particularly not easy to host, perhaps me. But thank you for doing it. You're doing a fine job.
But here at home, many people are questioning whether the president is doing a fine job. A Washington Post ABC News poll out today puts the president's job approval numbers at a new low, 39%. Joining me now is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He's with us every Friday on Day to Day to analyze the week's big political stories. And Juan, tell us more about this poll.
Madeline, this is really a sort of low ebb. 39% of the Americans polled approve of the job the president's doing, but 60% of those who were polled disapprove of the way he's handling his job as president. So this is a real turnaround. It's the president has always used as his bulwark. It was the key to his reelection last year was the fact that most Americans trusted him to handle the war on terror. Now, in this latest Washington Post ABC poll, you have 51% of the American people saying they disapprove of the way the president is handling the war on terror. And, of course, that plays into the fact that when you look at the numbers, it says 40% view him as honest, but nearly 6 in 10, 58%, say they have doubts about his honesty. Again, that was one of his strong points throughout his time in the White House.
Well, what are some ideas floating around in Washington there about how the president can restore his administration's integrity?
This is a story that's been going on for a couple weeks now, but the basic idea, Madeline, is clean house. Scooter Libby, Louis Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, had to resign because he was indicted on 5 counts of perjury and obstruction of justice by the special prosecutor investigating the CIA leak. But now it extends to Karl Rove, the president's deputy chief of staff and, of course, his top political advisor. Rove has not been indicted. He remains in legal jeopardy. Apparently, there are even more inquiries now going out, so they're still investigating Rove. But even without being indicted, what you're seeing is, this is very strange, it's almost Shakespearean, the daggers are coming out of the cloaks, and lots of people who I didn't think had any enmity towards Karl Rove are saying it's time for Karl Rove to go. These are fellow Republicans. These are people at the higher ranks, not only the White House, but the Republican Party, who feel that it's in the president's best interest to say, I'm cleaning house. I'm getting new blood in here. They're looking to people like Ken Mellman, who's the head of the Republican National Committee, to Ed Gillespie, who was the head of the committee, to come in with new ideas, even looking to some former congressman. The idea is give the president a new team so that he can say to the American people he's got a fresh start.
But so far the president is refusing to do that, or refusing even to talk about it.
That's right. And the president, especially with Rove, if you think back to last Friday when the indictments were announced by the special prosecutor, Patrick Fitzgerald, he was meeting with Rove and others in his office. He was smiling. He was very upbeat. He felt, in essence, that he had dodged a bullet, obviously not too thrilled about what happened to Scooter Libby, but that the Oval Office, the presidency, might be able to insulate itself against what had taken place in the vice president's office. But what the polls this morning show is that that's not the case, that this thing now has spread much like a political cancer throughout the Bush White House and touched all parts of it, and I think touched the heart of it when you start talking about people's trust of the president and their trust in his ability or inability to deal with the war on terror.
NPR senior correspondent and regular day-to-day contributor Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan.
My pleasure, Madeline.
We'll be right back.